Now, if we are to really understand and grasp the message of this dramatic incident, it's very important that we should know something about the people who take part in it. That, I know you'll all agree with me, is something that's always important with any drama or any play. There are many young people here tonight who are either studying the plays of Shakespeare at the present time or have had to do so. And they will know, and all others who've ever had to do this, will know that when you take up a book with a play of Shakespeare, you open the book, and there you look on the right-hand side, you see Scene 1, Act 1. But before you come to that, generally you'll find on the opposite page a heading which reads Dramatis Personae. And there you'll get a list of names. They're the names of the people who are going to appear in this drama, in this play. And there you're told just a little bit about them. Why do they do that? Well, for this reason, obviously. You can't fully understand the meaning of what happened to these people unless you know something about them, as to who they were, and something about their characters and their background. So that is done, put in there, for our help and for our aid. Well now, if that's true of almost any drama, it is particularly true of this one, which we're going to look at together now. And so, let's start by looking at the characters who appear in the drama. There are only three of them. Two of them are to be found seated on some magnificent kind of bench or couch, probably, in great luxury. Who are they? Well, they're Felix, the Roman governor, and his wife, Drusilla. And there, standing before them and addressing them, is a man who has chains hanging from his wrists. He's a prisoner. Who is he? Well, that is the Apostle Paul.